Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 20th, Missions Monday. Today we highlight Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. It's a ministry that seeks to serve the church and equip servant leaders for ministry challenges in the Middle East and North Africa. They offer online learning resources and in-person learning as well, and we want to be praying for them, especially in these tumultuous days. In Genesis today, we're going from Adam to Noah. This is the account of Adam's family line. As I read, I want you to notice a pattern. After every generation, it says three words. Then he died, or maybe four words, and then he died. This pattern is broken with a certain individual. So be alert, ready to hear about one individual and how this pattern is broken. That's all I'm going to say. Starting in verse 1 of chapter 5. This is the written account of Adam's family line. When God created mankind, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And he named them mankind when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived a total of 930 years, and then he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. After he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Seth lived a total of 912 years, and then he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he became the father of Kenan. After he became the father of Kenan, Enosh lived 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enosh lived a total of 905 years, and then he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he became the father of Mahalalel. After he became the father of Mahalalel, Kenan lived 840 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Kenan lived a total of 910 years. And then he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he became the father of Jared. After he became the father of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years, and then he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years. And had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. After he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he had a son. He named him Noah and said, He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground the Lord has cursed. After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Lamech lived a total of 777 years, and then he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Okay, before we move on, let's talk about it just a little bit. First of all, what do you think about the people living so many years? I don't know what to do with that. I just have to believe it or think maybe their years were different or something like that. Did you notice who lived the longest? Yes, as old as who? Methuselah, 969 years. Now back to the question I asked you at the beginning. Who was the only individual of which it did not say, and then he died? It was Enoch. And what did it say about Enoch? It said he walked faithfully with God, and then he was no more because God took him away. Let's look to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6 for more information on Enoch. This verse tells us that by faith, Enoch was taken from this life and that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Can you imagine? It says, for before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And then in verse 6, it continues to talk about the faith that Enoch had is how he pleased God. And for us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So Enoch was a man of great faith that pleased God. And that's my prayer for us today as well, that we would be a people who walk lives of steady, worshipful obedience to God. Psalm 99 is another psalm that reminds us that the Lord reigns. There's a threefold message here in three of the stanzas, that God is holy. I think about that verse, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. This psalm reminds us of that same message. Psalm 99, starting in verse 1. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them from a pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Our mission partner, Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, is hosting many people during the major escalation in the Middle East. And this is what they said on April 13th regarding the work. And then we'll pray after I read. Last week, as Lebanon witnessed a major escalation and many lives were lost, we were once again reminded to rely on God fully. Amid the growing fear and heartbreak among the Lebanese people, we continue to hope and pray. Even so, our programs are running smoothly as we seek to remain focused on God and faithful in serving Him. Today we were reminded during chapel of three important biblical principles. Like Mary, the sister of Lazarus, we are invited to learn from Jesus. laying everything at his feet, and serve him faithfully even in the midst of war. We also spent time in small groups praying for the region and for our beloved Lebanon. Meanwhile, our guest house staff continues to serve with unwavering dedication, preparing meals and providing safe accommodation for our guests. We ask you to pray that despite these challenging circumstances, we may continue to trust God at all times as He gives us strength to serve others wholeheartedly. We continue to host 161 guests on our campus, and these are people who have sought refuge during the war. Will you pray with me? O Lord, who reigns above, we pray for you to come down and reign triumphantly in this situation. Lord, we pray for our partners in ministry, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. We pray that they would trust you at all times and that you would give them strength to serve others wholeheartedly. Help them and us to be like Enoch, who walked faithfully with you. And so I want to end by praying a prayer from Psalm 23, that we might walk in paths of righteousness, that even when we walk in the shadow of death, you are there. The Lord, you are our shepherd. You give us everything we need, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, and socially. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to walk in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lead our brothers and sisters in Lebanon beside the still waters. Restore their souls as they restore the hearts and minds and physical bodies of 161 people who have sought refuge in their guest house. Even, Lord, when they walk through this tumultuous time, help them not to fear. Help my brothers and sisters who are listening not to fear, but to trust in you. Lord, would you anoint their heads with oil? Would you pour blessings out on them? And could their cup overflow as they serve? Would you just continue to serve them? Lord, surely your goodness and your mercy, they follow us every day. And we pray all these things in the name of our great shepherd and King, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.